Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ryan Sandberg. Batting second. The left fielder, Bill Buckner. Batting third. The center fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carmelo Martinez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Trout. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Trout. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Gullickson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Gullickson. And now, play ball. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Gullickson covering, for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Gullickson covering, for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Bowa reaches second base with a double. Steve Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a line drive towards third. Wallach reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a pop-up towards short. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Hall reaches second base with a double. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 1 in the game. Say hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Flynn. Hall scores. Say moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive towards third. Wallach reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout fires to first and has Raines trapped. There's the throw to Bowa who tags Raines for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo hits a line drive towards short. Bowa reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-1 in the game. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Buckner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Wallach moves to second. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Say hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-2 in the game. Moreland takes first base on ball 4. Buckner moves to third. Hall moves to second. Carmelo Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gullickson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Gullickson moves to second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gullickson moves to third. Raines moves to second. Mike Proley now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dawson strikes out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-1, Expos. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wallach takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danron pinch hits for Mike Proley. Danron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gullickson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Buckner hits a pop-up towards short. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Say hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moreland hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Expos. Carmelo Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martinez moves to second. Bob James now pitching. Leon Durham pinch hits for Larry Bauer. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 3. The Expos will come to bat. Tom Verizer now playing shortstop. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a fly ball into left field. Buckner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dawson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dawson. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Dawson steals second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dawson scores. Carter moves to second. It's 5-3, Expos. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Oliver is walked intentionally. Lee Smith now pitching. Jay Johnstone now playing right field. Keith Moreland now catching. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wallach strikes out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie pinch hits for Jim Wolford. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Buckner. Cromartie reaches second base with a double. Carter scores. Oliver goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Expos. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Flynn is walked intentionally. Bob James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Warren Cromartie now playing right field. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is called out on strikes. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-4 in the game. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Buckner hits a pop-up towards short. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.